here as Scott City Track will be at Holcomb the next 2 weeks. Here tomorrow it's league, and then following Friday it's regionals, and then state toward the Memorial Weekend there, and hopefully we get quite a few track athletes there to state here. So we're going to be talking with Junior Kennedy Holstein here. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. Well, beginning of the season, you started as the sprinter, the short races. Now you're kind of turning into that middle distance there. And what's that been like for you this year?
It's definitely been interesting. I never really thought that I'd be an 800 runner. I remember Coach telling me he wanted to try me in the 800, and I thought he was crazy, but I guess it's turning out okay.
Yeah, it has been. You had posted some pretty good times here. And what adjustments have you had to make from the short races to the middle distance there, the 400 and the 800?
It's just definitely been a lot different, adding in the 4x8. Normally, I didn't have anything until the 100 or the 4x1, so having that and then adding in an 800 before my 4x4, it's just been a lot to adjust to.
But, yeah, and you're running both the 400, 800, and both relays, right?
Yes.
All right, but tomorrow, league there, and that's going to be an interesting day with the middle school mixed in there, and there'll be a lot of time in between there. Is that going to be kind of unusual in between all your races?
Yeah, I think it'll be an adjustment when it comes to warming up and then just sitting there between races to be patient. And
how fun has it been able to get back out on the track here this year?
It's been fun. It was, with not having it last year, it was time to be able to have it again.
And you've posted some pretty good times there. And what do you feel like what are your goals maybe for tomorrow's meet there? It's going to be a little bit windy, but still, what are some goals that you have in mind for times and what you'd like to see?
Definitely, I mean, we all want to win. Mm-hmm. It'd be cool to be GWAC champions, but I would really like to cut my 800 time down even more, and then same thing for our relays, get those even better with regionals next week.
Man, does it feel like it should be regionals time?
It doesn't. It's gone by really fast.
But you've had a pretty outstanding year here as well, Kennedy, and technically your second year for high school track here. And congratulations on a great season so far. Good luck to you at league tomorrow, and then also hopefully regionals and state here.
Thank you.
All right, once again.
Now joined here with head coach Jim Turner here as Scott City gets ready for league and then regionals the following Friday. That's going to be at Holcomb, both of those here. And Coach, last Friday you guys headed to Lakin for their invitational. You guys hadn't been there. I don't know if it's been a long time or ever for their invitational, but a nice short trip there, and your teams were able to pull out some team victories. But overall, how'd you like your performance of your team last Friday?
Oh, it wasn't the best. That week we have the garden meet and then a Friday meet. We usually go to Russell, but their meet's kind of, you know, really declined, so we just found some bucks close in Lakin. But, you know, we've kind of struggled, especially on Tuesday. We've never had a real great day as a group at Garden, usually coming off a really good day at Cheney, I mean, almost every year. And then we kind of, I don't know, we're up and down as far as the Friday meet after Garden. This year we're kind of down as far as, we had a few kids sick too, you know, and some kids, I think, getting sick that we've missed through part of this week. So a little stomach bug going around, so. You know, hopefully we can get back on track and start seeing some better times. And, well, at this point, times really don't matter anymore. It's about competing and qualifying, you know, not at league, but at regionals, but getting in the top four. You know, so, I mean, obviously we want our times to be better, but we're looking at more places as we go through the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, you know, your 4x8, I think, ended up running their season best there. And some of the others there, you had some pole vaulters have some pretty good days as well last Friday. And that's kind of a nice sign to see here. It's kind of like everybody's been trying to catch up here and maybe hitting their stride at the right time.
Yeah, you hope so. You always hope we are. And we're not done with our hard workouts. I think some people back off, some people don't. We have a tendency to kind of hit it hard every Monday, leading all the way into state. So, you know, we'll hit it hard again next Monday. But hopefully at league we see some good stuff. Hopefully the weather cooperates and, you know, get to see some good times, good distances and all that. You know, we I don't think we're even close to putting our best stuff out there yet. And my philosophy has always been, you know, it's a short season. It's really hard to get a high school kid in running track shape in that short of time. So we're gonna work hard all the way through till the end of the season.
Going back on last week too, and there was four track meets, big track meets for you guys in the last 2 weeks. There did maybe toward the end of last week that fourth one over last week. So is that maybe just kind of a mental fatigue with some pretty good competition over that 2 week stretch?
Yeah, I'm sure it is, and also, you know, last week our workouts were at practice. I mean, I told them we're going to kind of take it easy at practice and hit it hard on the Tuesday Friday meets the Garden City and the lake, and so we kind of loaded kids up. But you know, that's the other problem. Our workouts have not been very. The weather hasn't cooperated with them, so we've kind of had to back off on some workouts the entire season. You know, we had that incredible week and a half when we started out before spring break, and then we've not seen a good 2 or 3 days in a row of practice that we've had yet. So you know, we've had to back off on some of the workouts we were going to do, or we've had to stay inside a time or two. You know, and the field events have really been hurt with it, being able to get out and really work hard in those. You know, so and this happened before. I mean, the weather dictates a lot out here, so we don't have this, you know, a nice indoor facility like you see colleges have. So we're kind of handcuffed every once in a while because of the weather.
Now tomorrow it is league, of course, at Holcomb, and you found out Monday afternoon it was going to be a little bit of a change there because they're combining both the middle school and high school. Of course, the middle school is supposed to be in Scott City on Tuesday there, but. It's going to be a long day, but, you know, what do you maybe talk to your team about, you know, maybe keeping stretched out because there's going to be some pretty big gaps in between.
Yeah, I think somebody down here called it a super meet. I'm not sure super is the right word for it, but it's going to be a lot more time in between, which, you know, will give kids time to recover a little bit, but it's going to be crazy. I mean, with, you know, I would venture to say over 700 kids trying to compete in a track meet, and it's going to be a mess, and, you know, we'll see how well it is with people interfering with warm-ups. I mean, that's one of my big concerns is how many kids are going to be on the infield when we're trying to run build-ups and get everything else ready to go. And, you know, because I definitely don't want a lack of a warm-up and a kid straining a muscle at the league track meet when regionals next week.
Do you kind of treat it maybe a little bit as maybe a precursor to if you guys are able to get quite a few to state, maybe you like state meet because it's only two classifications?
Well, there's a good chance it'll be bigger than a state meet. We're going to have six divisions down here. You know, at this league meet with the 7th grade boys, 8th grade boys, 7th grade girls, 8th grade boys, then two high school groups, boys and girls. So, I mean, this year it'll be fast at the state track meet, you know. It'll probably won't be as fast as the regional, but pretty stinking close with only 3A and 4A there on Friday.
All right. Once again, Coach Jim Turner talking track here. GWAC coming up tomorrow at Holcomb and then regionals the following Friday the 21st here. Coach, thanks again for the time here. Good luck to you guys coming up.
All right. Thanks, Adam.